On the Map, Why the World Looks the Way It Does, by Simon Garfield, read by Simon Shepherd. Forward by Darvas Sobel. For the love of maps. Simon Garfield has chosen an apt double entendre as the title for his delightful paean to maps. To be on the map is to have arrived. To discourse on the map is to ponder cartography's course through history and throughout the cultural milieu. With pleasure, I accept the invitation he offers any reader of this book to lose oneself in map perusal. I love maps. I do not collect them unless you count the ones in the box under my desk, which I've saved as souvenirs from the cities they walked me through or cross-country trips they guided. The maps I covet, early renderings of the known world before the new world came to light, mariners' portolans bearing wind roses and sea monsters, are all beyond my means anyway. They belong where they are, in museums and libraries, and not confined to the walls or condemned to the humidity of my house. I think about maps a lot. When working on a book project, I must keep a map of the territory at hand to help the characters find their routes. Even at odd moments, say while clearing out spam from the junk folders of my email accounts, it occurs to me that spam is maps spelled backward, and how maps, the true opposite of spam, do not arrive unbidden, but only beckon. A map will lead you to the brink of terra incognita and leave you there, or communicate the comfort of knowing you are here. Maps look down, as I do, watching my step. Their downward perspective.